Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
You guys hungry?
Yeah! Oh.
Want to see what the connoisseur's been up to lately?
It's time for the connoisseur. Mm-hmm. He gets all the best tables in town, knows all the best places to eat, and has all the information you need about food.
I'm gonna start with one that's not really a food story. It's a picture that Casey posted on Instagram.
I take that back.
Yesterday, but there's a food element to it. Apparently, he saw a truck somewhere, and I guess the back window was off of it. So, to replace that window, this owner decided to use boxes from Hungry Man, you know, TV dinners, essentially.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
And taped them all. Where was that?
Okay. It was not in Delco.
I am shocked.
I know. And I wouldn't normally do this. It was on 76. I wouldn't normally take out my camera and take a picture while driving on 76, but there was a backup right near Gladwin. So I was actually kind of stopped when I took the picture. So it wasn't unsafe, but I saw it.
It was all Hungry Man boxes?
Yeah. All Hungry Man boxes that were taped together with, yeah, like little kids' duct tape.
Yeah. It looked like an emergency job, and all they had handy were a bunch of Hungry Man meals.
Boxes. Oh my God!
You know,
I kind of hope they listen to the show.
I do too.
I'd like to find out why.
Why? Yeah.
And what is their Hungry Man dinner of choice? Yes. It looks like turkey.
Turkey. That,
it does. You know what? I see the turkey slices with the gravy.
It's a good
on
choice.
It. Yeah, I haven't had a meal like that in a long
Preston,
time.
Preston, if you want to handle a Hungry Man.
How do you handle a hungry man?
The man handlers.
You know, right. And I tried to tag Hungry Man in that picture on Instagram. They're not on Instagram. Hungry Man's not, on social media.
I remember as a kid, the concept of the TV dinner was amazing.
Yeah.
Because they had ones that were specifically suited, made for kids.
Yep.
I used to get one that came with a little packet of chocolate milk mix, and then there was a something that I guess they thought was a brownie.
Oh, that was delicious. Yeah, at least my...
As a kid, it seemed delicious.
Unrefined palate. Not that I have a refined one now.
It was awesome.
I love that. But, you know, I also used to love Salisbury steak, but one day I got sick, and I haven't gotten sick many times in my life. I don't think I got sick because of Salisbury steak, but I threw up Salisbury steak.
You did.
And I used
so you weren't eating Salisbury steak, but you threw it up?
Well, no. I'm not saying it got me sick. I'm saying when I got sick, that was the last thing I ate.
Okay. Wow, your body's generating
so
Salisbury steak.
I haven't had it since, and I remember loving it.
Well, it's the same thing with Big Ziti.
Yeah.
It's you know what? It's so my mother-in-law, she eats what like a little kid would eat, macaroni and cheese and stuff like that.
Chicken fingers.
So when she comes to town, she will make the big meal is like a big Stouffer's.
Really?
Yeah. Salisbury steak and rice.
Is it good?
And mac and cheese. I mean, you can eat it, you know, and you might go, wow, I remember eating this as kids. Okay. I mean, my kids love it. They devour it.
So it's more nostalgic for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we get the ones that come with like 16, Salisbury steaks in them. So.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway, so.
And they're never quite Salisbury steak. They're sort of something like it.
Yeah, it's essentially kind of.
Wood pulp.
I don't know what it is. But anyway.
Wood pulp and tobacco.
Good luck to you, Hungry Man. Hope you get your window fixed.
Yeah.
Now, this other story that I saw, this is, Steve, you sent this to me. And this is interesting, and it's local, too. A Bucks County woman by the name of Patty Lerner, a while back, started baking gluten-free treats after her daughter was diagnosed with celiac disease. She eventually perfected a recipe of gluten-free cookie dough that is safe to eat raw because she makes it without eggs. So this hobby that began in her Southampton home evolved into the Sweet Megan Baking Company, launched 3 years ago. And now not only are her treats available online, but as of this year, they're being sold in Wawa stores.
Wow. How about that?
And single serve packages.
Because
this is cookie dough that you can eat because we love raw
cookie
dough.
What's the woman's name?
Her name is Patty Lerner. And she's from Bucks County, Kath.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. She's Southampton, so yeah.
Have you guys had it? I've had it.
You have?
Yeah, my kids.
How are they?
I think they're really, really good. Now, there's a store in Brooklyn that, it's like an ice cream store, but they sell all of this cookie dough. And
her dough?
Not her dough. No, it's all homemade in store, but it's all like, you can eat it and not get sick from, you know, salmonella. Right. Right. Yeah,
she's local.
But my wife is telling me that, not my wife, my sister. I do that all the time.
Why would you marry your sister?
I don't. My sister, there was a line out the door and down the street at this store.
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. So. Huh. Yeah.
Well, it's at your local Wawa here.
Yeah. So the cookie dough is vegan and free of gluten, soy, peanuts, dairy, and allergens. Marissa can have it. It's full-on vegan. It's also kosher. It comes in chocolate chip, sugar cookie, and chocolate brownie flavor.
I want to try this.
In addition to the grab-and-go packs at Wawa stores, it's also sold in larger jars. And if you'd rather not eat it raw, it can be baked into cookies as well. So
I wonder how it bakes up. But I tell you what, that's the big dilemma. Is you want, because I did try it. Somebody recommended a cookie dough ice cream,
mm-hmm,
like substance. I tried that. That was really good. But it doesn't have the component that can make you sick, the raw egg.
We do not care about the being sick part of it. And we haven't done it in a long time, but my wife would buy the Toll House cookie bucket.
Yes.
So good.
And you just take a spoon and you go to town.
It's like playing Russian roulette. I could care less. But I understand. We used to do it all the time. In fact, the big joy of making... I always, the edict at the house that whoever was making the chocolate chip cookies never ate a finished chocolate chip cookie because you were eating the dough all the way through the process.
Okay, so somebody's making some homemade baking treats at home. What is your favorite to lick the spoon, lick the beaters, lick the bowl, whatever it is? Is it brownies, cake, or cookies?
Ooh.
What do you think?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked the question.
To lick the actual mixer.
It's if they're using a spatula or the brownies, or the beaters or whatever. Brownies. I think I'm going with you on that.
Yeah.
Brownie or cake. I mean, cake is really damn good, but I
like a devil's fruit cake or the
like a yellow sponge cake. I think is the well. I mean, this is personal. I'm not saying what you like. No. It's what I like.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
What about you guys?
Your personal taste is wrong.
None. I don't like.
You like celery juice, right?
No? Drinking celery juice.
Yes, I am right now. It's delicious.
Maybe that's why.
No, I don't like to lick the spoon or anything like that. Maybe homemade whipped cream, but that's like...
Kids, I'm making homemade whipped cream. Oh, brother, may I lick the fork?
Are you kidding? Have you ever had it? I would die.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
No, you're right.
Whoa. Hey, right. How do you do this?
Yeah. You heavy cream, a little bit of sugar.
And you just whip it.
And you just whip it.
You whip air into it.
You got to whip it good.
You whip it good.
Yes, yeah.
You do.
Do you know what I'll get? I'll get the little tub of Cool Whip, which is basically artificial whipped cream.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
Okay, Steve.
It's Cool Whip that's whipped. Topping, what's the difference?
Whipped topping white matter.
Yeah, it's not
if you
cream.
Stick the Cool Whip in the freezer.
That's what I do.
Yes.
But that doesn't count.
Amazeballs, right, Case?
That doesn't count. This is
huge. Yes.
This is, you know, making something at home or, you know, mixing it up before you bake it.
Yeah, brownies.
I agree with the brownies. Yeah. So what about you, Nick?
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Yeah, and my mom would make, like the Toll House recipe, but...
with raisins.
No, well, oatmeal cookies with raisins sometimes. But chocolate chip cookies, a family variation of Toll House. But yeah, and my dad, if he were in the house, would make sure that none of the boys were allowed in the kitchen when my mom would cook the cookies. that was his job.
Right.
I feel like the brownie tastes like the just like the powder. Does anybody have like a homemade brownie recipe that you do, or do
my
you just
mother
go
used
from the
to
box?
make homemade?
Do you have it?
I don't know if it is. It's in the box of her ashes.
Aww.
No,
thought maybe you like.
You mind digging through that?
We buried her with the recipe. She was clenching. She wouldn't even release the rigor mortis and said it.
See if you can get it for me.
But no, the it was really good. But the mixes are I don't know. Yeah, I really enjoy that. Now, if they could make a brownie mix like matter. This way.
Well, they make ice cream.
Yeah, like Ben & Jerry's has a brownie batter flavor.
Is it actual chunks of brownie or is it brownie batter?
It's with brownie batter.
They have those core ones, too. Have you had that case?
Cores are kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, Preston doesn't
not
really
a fan?
Like very much.
I'm doing the jerk off gesture. Nah, I'm not digging the core ones.
All right, here's saw a lot of that gesture during when they had the people translating for the deaf people for the hurricane coverage.
Marissa?
Steve, there's a place in Center City that makes the edible cookie dough. It is egg-free. It's vegan. They have chocolate chip. They have birthday cake and half-baked with brownies and brownie batter.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
There was
and
something
spice on them.
Now if they could just make one that makes your genitals bigger.
I will bring you guys some tomorrow. It's called Sweet Butts. It's so good.
You please, if you could.
Just, like, Sweet like
Butts?
Sweet Box.
Oh.
Even better.
Sweet
Butts.
He's just flipping over, Case.
When my mom would make mashed potatoes, I would I would wait for her to cut up the potatoes, and I would eat the raw potatoes.
You get worms.
I don't. Would
we
you?
We used to eat raw potatoes all the time.
I loved it.
I would put a little salt on them.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. You see, just we used to just take lettuce and put salt on that, too. And
really?
Eat it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that.
My mom was cooking stuff.
Yeah. Salt and lettuce, yeah. Yeah. Or raw chicken.
When I was pledging fraternity, they had the Sigro apple and the Sigro orange. I believe the Sigro apple was an onion. You had to eat that like an apple.
Yeah.
And then the orange was a potato.
You were saying Sigro. I thought that was a brand name.
No.
Like a Driscoll's strawberry. Sigro was yeah. your fraternity.
That was the fraternity. But, okay. So I couldn't do the onion, so I would eat the entire potato by myself. I'm like, this is like no problem here.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have raw potatoes. All right, so anyhow, this is a local gal, so good for her.
Yes.
Patty Lerner, and she's got her Sweet Megan Baking Company cookie dough now available at Wawa if you want.
That's cool. That's going to be a big thing for her, especially if you get into Wawa.
Now let's talk about cheese.
And now it's time for the talk about cheese.
Yep. Costco is selling a 72-pound wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, and it'll only set you back $900.
How many pounds?
72 pounds.
Is Costco, for 72 pounds, $900.
Is yeah. it for a restaurant?
No, no. It's whoever wants it.
It's to be used as a hot tub.
You want to do a cheese share or something like that.
It's the Kirkland brand, which is their house brand.
Yeah. Which is not bad, by the way.
No, they have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Kirkland does, yeah. And so it's aged 24 months, imported from Italy. You can actually buy the cheese for $899.99. It works out to 78 cents per ounce or $12.50 per pound. Parmigiano Reggiano is expensive, no question. So sometimes you buy, you know, a piece that's maybe about the size of a deck of cards, and it's
looking at it right now.
$8.
This son of a bitch looks enormous.
A customer wrote about the cheese on the store's review page. Is this a surprise? Oh, this is a surprise for my son's wedding reception. He is a fiend for the stuff, so that is when it might make sense. With the help of YouTube instructions and the proper tools, and his good buddy and his brother. Cracked open the parm in front of the family and friends to great applause and cheers. It was fun to watch and actually quite beautiful. The cheese is magnificent, fragrant, and delicious. And another reviewer wrote, got this as a gift. What the hell am I supposed to do with all of this cheese?
Well, so, it won't go bad.
One of my best friends got married this summer, and she had an entire cheese table. And
hey.
Yeah, they did that instead of dessert.
Yeah, man. Marissa's the cheese expert around here.
Well, one of my favorite Instagram videos is when they take a big wheel of cheese like that, they hollow out the center of it, and mm-hmm. then you put cooked pasta in it, and you mix it up.
Hollow!
It's like the cheese fresh on it.
Ooh,
it's just wow. like a fresh fettuccine Alfredo.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I follow Marissa. There's an Instagram account. I forgot the name of it, and it's all cheese trays.
Is that the one you sent me?
I think so, yeah.
That's so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Marissa, I've got to send you a picture of this cheese and fruit display that they did at the wedding. If you ever get married, this has got to be at your wedding.
Oh,
Marissa's
all
sweaty, like, oh, my God. It's cheese.
Mm. Well, and the one person sent me is, like, interesting. Because you think you just, like, put crackers on and cheese
no.
and throw some, like, grapes. No, you, like, put, Kathy, you're getting excited. You put, like, the crackers, like, leaning
she's like, you're with
way.
Me.
Yes. It's all decoration. You, like, put the crackers leaning one way and then the
yeah, it's pretty cool.
sprigs on another it's side. The way it builds, it's really
what's
exciting.
What's a sprig? I'm sorry.
You know, it could be, like, a
herbs
an
or something.
Herb
yeah.
or something like
yeah.
that.
Okay.
So anyhow, $900, 72 pounds of Parmigiano Reggiano. You can get that at Costco now.
Make a hell of a sandwich with that sucker.
All right, let's see what else.
More from the connoisseur.
Yeah, I got two things that kind of go together. So Marissa said pumpkin spice, which, you know, I've been over for the past couple of years, but people still love their pumpkin spice.
Sure, there's been a rebellion. Some people are yeah. just, and we talked about that, being adamantly opposed to all the pumpkin spice Fuhrer, but the truth of the matter is, people do adore it.
Well, now...
I'd like to see a pumpkin spice yogurt.
Spam has introduced a pumpkin spice Spam.
Oh, come on. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
The Daily Meal got a sample of the product, and testers said it was good, comparing it to breakfast sausage. So pumpkin spice Spam. Listen, while I was in Hawaii...
Very sausages.
While in Hawaii, they are Spam crazy.
Yes.
And
Shane Victorino.
I took a picture in the grocery store that we went to, and you would not believe how much Spam, how many different flavors... And all I'll have to show it to you.
They use it all the time.
But it's they just have there's a variety of flavors of Spam that I had no idea. I only know the blue standard Spam.
That's what we would have. And we'd try it.
There are loads of different ones available.
I've never had it. I mean, can you approximate the texture and flavor? Is it just...
You know what the texture is kind of like? It's the Salisbury steak that we were talking about a while ago. But no, it's like a... it's like a meatloaf type of thing, but a little more congealed. I don't know. It's
more hammy.
I like it. More bologna type of consistency.
It's goat balls and earwax.
There you go. Goat balls and earwax.
No one knows what the hell's in Spam.
Now, I did see this as well, which is tied into this. Pumpkin spice is king when it comes to the fall food trends, but other flavors make their way into the mix each year. Last year, hot cocoa was trendy, and this year... cinnamon seems to be having a moment.
Oh, my God.
And cinnamon was...
cinnamon always has a moment, though, around the holidays or around fall.
Was one of the Pacific Rim flavors predicted to dominate in 2019, according to the Michelin Guide. Also, it's spicy, which makes it the perfect flavor to punch up both sweet and savory foods without being totally overpowering.
Have you ever had, I think it's called Mexican hot chocolate?
Not that I know of.
Oh, yeah. The chocolate is a little more bitter.
It has sort of like a... I would say
it's
that.
It's not as overpoweringly sweet as like a Swiss Miss or something like that.
It's hot, too. It's naturally hot chocolate, but it's spicy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't know what they're putting in it to give it that sort of extra burn, but it's...
I've heard there are some chocolates you can get that have like a cayenne in them.
Maybe cayenne is it then, yeah.
So it's a spicy chocolate, yeah. So they may go with that. So anyhow, cinnamon is supposed to be a bigger trend. They're not saying it's going to take over pumpkin spice because, listen, the advertising started immediately at the end of August that pumpkin spice had arrived.
Well, cinnamon. Go ahead.
No, Dunkin' has the new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte.
Yes.
So they combine the cinnamon with the pumpkin.
Yeah. Mm.
By the way, I want to have that just in case Dunkin's listening.
what about cinnamon in your hot chocolate? Is that,
crazy?
You can do cinnamon in your hot chocolate. You can do peppermint in your hot chocolate, too.
Oh, I like it that,
good too.
Yeah.
You can put your peanut butter in my chocolate.
My wife puts tons of cinnamon. We have the espresso machine at home, so when we make a latte, she just douses it with cinnamon.
There's no wrong with cinnamon.
Mm.
It's glorious.
So that's going to be one of the big flavors. I told you I wanted to do something at the end of the pumpkin season with all this pumpkin spice stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It involves pornography.
All right, let me find... I have a few other food things.
More from the connoisseur. Yeah. What will it be?
This is going to be sugar-free sodas.
Sugar-free sodas.
Okay. They're associated with a higher risk of death.
Do they put that on the label?
Well, because they're using the artificial sugars?
Let's find out.
Because of the arsenic.
The study published by the Journal of American Medical Association surveyed 452,000 people in 10 countries. They found that people who drank two or more glasses of soft drinks per day were more likely to die from all types of ailments compared with people who drank less than one glass per month. Meanwhile, people who drank sugar-sweetened soda were associated with digestive disease deaths, while higher consumption of sugar-free versions were associated with deaths from circulatory disease, including ischemic heart disease, also known as coronary artery disease.
Okay, so when you make your soda selection, which would you prefer to die from? Is the basic
question. Yeah, I guess so. It says consuming higher amounts of both sugary and sugar-free soft drinks was associated with the risk of death from Parkinson's disease.
I used to drink soda as a kid a lot.
Oh, man, we used to...
And yeah. we used to get, in fact, we would get deliveries of soda to home. There was a special, the way you would have a milkman years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We
soda had man.
Mission Cola would always come, and we'd have, we'd like a couple of cream sodas and grape sodas.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was part of the deal.
Two-liter bottles?
Yeah, big bottles.
We always drank out of two-liter bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's always cans.
Right.
Bottles and cans.
I've given up soda unless it's mixed with alcohol.
I can't drink soda at all.
It's become too sweet.
It's too sweet for me.
I mean, because I've gotten off of that.
Yes.
You know, and to take a sip of Coke
is like a dessert. I use it as a dessert
it's
periodically.
It's a bit too much for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
What about, have you guys done the LaCroix craze? That sparkling water.
Yeah, yeah. I drink. That's yeah. what I drink now. Not necessarily that brand. I do have some, but mm-hmm. there are a variety of sparkling flavored sparkling waters. Yeah.
How do they get the flavor in that?
And that's all that I drink.
Yeah. What do you have a brand that you prefer?
No, it doesn't matter. Like you know, whatever. Some grocery stores have their own brand.
Right.
And I'll just grab that. So, okay. It gives you the carbonation, mm-hmm. Which feels a little bit more filling. And they're zero calories.
Yeah.
So I drink that stuff like crazy.
Because I think Dasani actually has a pretty decent brand. But, like, we're whatever. I mean, we do LaCroix. We do Dasani. And
you do it all.
We do it all, man. It's just, you know,
Casey,
how I live.
Do it all.
So, apparently, higher risk of death. But, Kathy, it doesn't indicate, because I know your mom is very anti-sweeteners, artificial sweeteners.
Artificial, yeah.
Right? And I was drinking for a while, like the Sobe water, which tastes sweet, but it has zero calories. I just did it because of the caloric intake, but I've stopped drinking that.
You always wonder how they pull off, because there are some that actually are straight up cola tasting that have zero calories. Say, how the hell are you pulling this off?
I made a comment to Dr. Mike once about the artificial sweeteners that he had in his office, and the next time I went, they were gone.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
You guys ever see the drunk history on Coca-Cola?
No.
It's pretty fascinating. Steve, I think it's Jenny Slate that does it.
Which, I like her.
And yeah, she's great. But it, you know, drunk history is pretty accurate to the actual history of the thing.
Yeah.
And they go into where the two names of Coca and Cola came from. It was a cola nut and coca plant.
As in cocaine.
As in cocaine. And cocaine was an actual ingredient for a long period of time. And the ingredient, the makeup now, the ingredientel? I don't know if that's a word or not.
Well, it is now.
The ingredients are still a secret. You know, for Coca-Cola to this day, but it's fascinating to look into the history of it, and it's a great way to consume it. The drunk histories, Bill Hader as well.
Okay. I've put the history, and you read it, and you always forget it about what is it? It's a special recipe that they keep, and it's locked in some vault somewhere, and it's and when they strayed from that recipe with the new Coke, which many believe was just a simple way to reinforce brand loyalty to the original Coke, it was a bit of a disaster.
All right, two more things I want to run by.
Two more things from the connoisseur.
Planters. First released cheese balls in the 1990s. I loved the Planters cheese balls.
Did you?
They're my favorite. That big blue container.
Yeah.
I loved them.
I don't think I really ever got into the cheese balls.
They made those and pretzels, I believe. And they were brought back for a limited time in 2018, but now they're finally coming back for good. In celebration of the snack's return to store shelves, Planters has launched a contest where fans can win a limited edition shaker of cheese balls, cheese powder.
Wow. Are those Alzheimer's free?
The contest just wrapped up on the first.
Damn it!
So sorry about that. But I did enjoy Planters more so than a few of the other brands. I'm trying to think of who else made them.
Are they like Cheetos?
Yeah, but they're just, they're balls.
Okay.
No, not Cheetos. They're like basically like cheese puffs. Cheese puffs.
Yeah.
Because I used to love cheese doodles.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is, but they were just, they were balls.
They're the balls of the cheese doodles.
My buddy Steve loves the cheese balls, so when he would come to visit from St. Louis, my wife would get, have you ever seen the really big plastic see-through container of those? He would eat the whole thing. The whole thing. Would just sit there and just snack away.
I mean,
just
honestly,
like for an hour just chomping on those things.
There's literally no nutritional benefit in a cheese doodle or a cheese ball. Not even cheese.
There's a Z.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you had mentioned Cheez-Its. Have you tried the new, like, they're baked longer? Like, so they're like the dark Cheez-Its?
To be honest, I like them lighter and airier.
Yeah.
I like. So,
well, it's the same Cheez-It. It's just they were baked longer. It's kind of like if they have pretzels that like like dark
pretzels. Right, right. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like they're basically just an entire box of burnt Cheez-Its.
Man, that, okay. Mm-hmm. You're speaking my language. I don't eat like that anymore, yeah. But there was a time when I would absolutely dive in. Cheez-Its were my favorite, more so than Tidbits. You remember Tidbits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't finish your tids.
How about my bits?
All right, so Cheez-Its.
You ate all the tids but left the bits.
Cheez-Its or Goldfish?
Cheez-Its.
Mm. Goldfish.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right.
I do like Goldfish. The Parmesan ones are really, really good. I like those.
I'm just a straight old cheddar guy.
Yeah. All right, mouth to butt or butt to mouth.
Cheddar guy.
Always M to
B. ATM? Ask him.
Or the other way.
What's the spicy Cheetos? Have you guys had those?
Don't like them.
No.
There's all
Flamin'.
What is it called?
Flamin',
yeah. Yep. They're very weirdly addicting. And then there's a brand that's even spicier than the Cheetos called Takis.
Oh, my God. My son loves those freaking things.
All right. Your son should hang out with my girlfriend because she loves them as well. And they are insane.
What are these?
They're called Takis, T-A-K-I. And they are like spicy Cheetos.
Okay.
No, they're not.
They're more intense than spicy Cheetos.
The texture is more of like a... almost like a stale tortilla chip.
I'd say they're in the Cheeto family.
Yeah.
Of the cheese snacks, something that I have to say, you got to get that away from me because I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Which one?
Is I don't know the brand name of them, but essentially they're little discs that are made of Parmesan cheese.
Okay.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, get them in like a nicer restaurant sometimes.
Yeah. Essentially. Like you might find it on top of something.
Yeah.
But you can buy a whole bag of those things. Oh, my God.
All right. So are you guys familiar with Pirate Booty?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Pirate Booty?
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good.
I'm not familiar.
Now, Cheetos has their version of Pirate Booty.
Okay.
It's like Cheeto, like...
White cheddar or something?
No, it's like Cheetos popcorn, but...
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
The funny thing is virtually none of these... I'm looking at the bag now. I recognize it. None of these things actually contain anything remotely similar to cheese. They're
Well, this says aged white cheddar, yeah. Steve. It's got to
Aged white cheddar is spelled with 1D. Yeah.
I always thought Pirate's Booty was just for the kids.
Cheddar.
And then I tried it, and I was like, oh, wait. Yeah. You can eat this, too. This is good.
Honestly, when you look at your average pirate, is that the kind of diet you want to follow?
So the cheese balls are returning, and they're back. So if you want, you can have the Planters cheese balls, by the way.
Pop a few balls in your mouth.
I don't know if I have time for this last thing or not, because this might be a longer discussion.
The connoisseur is conflicted.
Yeah. How is our guest here yet, Casey? Lewin Ellis?
I believe. Yep, she's here.
There we go.
All right, I'll save it for another time. But, just bringing it up to speed on some of the food subjects, friends.
I love this stuff. I love, getting to talk about it. We don't get to eat it a lot, so getting to talk about it.
Talking about it kind of can pacify you a little bit.
A little bit, though. I do want to try these cookie dough stuff at Wawa.
Yeah.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.